I was hearing rumblings that this could happen over the weekend, and sure enough, we've gotten word. Utah has had its first death connected to vaping.
And it almost feels like it was just a matter of time when you're talking about as many deaths across the country, as many hundreds and thousands of vape-related illnesses. Adam Thomas from the KSL Newsroom joins us now. Adam.
Well, guys, the Utah Department of Health has confirmed that a Salt Lake County resident has died from a vaping-related lung injury. This is believed to be the first vaping-related death reported in Utah as part of the crisis, of course, that we've been covering for the past several months. All we know, and this is, of course, the first report from the Utah Department of Health, is that the individual was under the age of 30, died at home without being hospitalized prior to their death. They have made the final determination as the cause of the death that came from the Utah Department of Health Office of the Medical Examiner. Now, public health officials investigating the death have determined the individual vaped THC prior to their death. They are not releasing the name of that person. Yes, of course, because it's a health situation and privacy laws theirs. Of course, guys, the THC products have come under additional scrutiny in recent weeks, and specifically black market ones. And we've seen that pop up in a larger percentage of the reported cases that the CDC and other states have reported. And on that note, as of this week, the Utah Department of Health had reported 76 cases of vaping-related lung injuries, another 14 potential cases currently under investigation, and again, now one death, an individual under the age of 30 died at home, no hospitalization.
Connected to vaping. Adam, do we know when this person died?
No, they did not put the specific date on here, but given what was said in this release from the Department of Health, I would probably venture safely to guess that this was not within the past 24 or 48 hours. It looks like the death was here. They had a medical examiner's report, which we all know does take time. So we'll probably learn a little bit more of that as the day continues.
And to really emphasize, the Utah Department of Health has talked about those 76 cases. 94% of those cases involved vaping THC products. So it's not anything to just, oh, it could have been a bad batch. This is across the state. THC products have been the cause, according to the Utah Department of Health, of these many, many illnesses.
Some agencies have asked that people stop vaping altogether, while others have simply gone as far to say that the THC may be a concern. But either way, this is something that it just continues to grow. And like you guys said, the numbers are starting to come in.
We just got word of Utah's first vaping death confirmed by the Utah Department of Health through the medical examiner's office. I had heard rumblings that this was going to break possibly over the weekend. Our team of producers had been in contact with the Utah Department of Health as early as Monday morning, asking questions. We were told at that time there was no confirmed vaping death or death related to vaping in Utah, but I had a feeling it was just a matter of maybe semantics, that this was being investigated at the medical examiner's office, and it was just a matter of time that they were going to be able to connect the dots and release it publicly. And that's what they've just done. A few moments ago, we were handed a press release from the Department of Health, and that vaping death happened in Salt Lake County.
Yes, they confirmed it was in Salt Lake County. And earlier this morning, we had a report from ABC News about what is believed to be the youngest vaping-related death in America, a New York State resident, a boy 17 years old. That was confirmed this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
When I see this, that they died at home without being hospitalized prior to death, I'm really interested to hear more about this and mm-hmm. learn more about it, that it was so acute. And it happens so quickly. Were they just confused or thought that it was some
flu.
Sort of... Yes, exactly.
You know, I've got the junk. I've got the crud, so to
right.
speak. You wonder if there is some confusion and with those symptoms. And I think it goes back to the original point. Stop using these THC vaping products immediately. And if you have any symptoms that you might normally pass off as cold or flu, you might want to get checked out.
It's such a sad question to ask, but I wonder if this will be what it takes to get so many of our teens in Utah to stop vaping. I read a report on ABC News, believe it posted sometime earlier this week, that despite all the warnings, teens are, oh, it won't happen to me, still unwilling to stop. And here we have now the first confirmed death in Utah related to vaping. We have 76 cases that are known to be related of lung illnesses or that are being investigated in relation to vaping. And what is it going to take our teenagers to stop? Look, I'm the mom of a teen who was vaping secretly for months and months and months. I'm so grateful, so grateful as I talked to experts in the field that Katie kicked the habit. She dumped the vape device in a trash can up in the Summit County area and never went back to get it again. And she's done with vaping, thankfully.
And she did say she had never vaped THC. And this is a big part of the focus.
Yes.
Last week, the Utah Department of Health said we're going to mandate these vape shops to have some sort of signage that specifically talks about the dangers of vaping THC cartridges. Now, my understanding is there are no THC cartridges being sold in vape shops. It's all black market. That's
in Utah.
In
yes,
Utah.
In Utah. I mean, you can get legal THC vaping products in states where recreational marijuana is allowed, and including two neighboring states to Utah. So, but yeah, as far as a licensed vape shop or a retail shop in Utah, no, you should not be selling a THC vape.
We're awaiting a call from a state epidemiologist, Andrew Hull, our producer, just hopping in my ear through the control room microphone there to tell me we are expecting a call any moment to get more details and more information. But this at a time when two major retailers, Walgreens and Kroger, have announced just this week that they will stop selling all the vape supplies in their store once they run out of whatever is left on the shelves. Of course, this is also at a time when the Utah Department of Health...
Once they sell everything?
Yeah, once they sell everything.
You know, we're really serious about this, folks. But, I mean, obviously, once we get rid of our inventory. Okay, sorry. That's a little aside.
The Utah Department of Health also delaying that emergency rule, giving retailers an additional 2 weeks. I think they have to comply by October 21st. They've got to post the signs if they're a tobacco store about the dangers of vaping THC. And then also shifting tobacco vape sales from retailers like Smith's and Maverick stores or whoever sells vape supplies over to the tobacco specialty stores. So they were going to have to stop selling it anyway under this emergency rule. They're doing it voluntarily now.
Yeah, the Utah Department of Health has talked about these 76 cases. More than 90% of those cases involved hospitalization. And I think it was close to half of those they were hospitalized, ended up on some sort of breathing assistance, and then many ended up in the intensive care unit.
And there was the profile that we had, I believe, last week or the week before through KSL television, a man who's had repeated hospital visits. He seems to be over it, and then it happens again, like it is a continuing illness that really is not getting solved.
We have Dr. Angela Dunn on the line with us live right now. She's an epidemiologist. She's joining us live as we talk about the first confirmed death related to vaping in Utah. Good morning, Dr. Dunn. I'm sorry you have to join us under such tragic circumstances.
It is a real, real tragedy in our outbreak investigation here in Utah.
So can you give us any details about this newly reported death, newly announced death related to vaping?
We do know that this individual was under the age of 30 and a Salt Lake County resident. We also have evidence that this person did indeed vape THC cartridges prior to death, and he had THC in his blood at the time of his death.
Do we have any idea where this THC came from? Was it legally obtained from, or at least obtained from, maybe one of our neighboring states? Was this a black market pod? Do we know anything about how it was obtained?
So we don't have any of that information, but we do know that the vast majority of our cases in this outbreak in Utah have obtained their THC cartridges on the street or from illicit sources.
Your investigation continues. I know you're up to, what is it, 76 cases, perhaps more, with vape-related lung illnesses here in Utah?
Yeah, absolutely. This is an ongoing outbreak. We're getting cases nearly daily reported to us. We do know that it is likely associated with THC cartridges. So really the only way to stop this outbreak is for people to stop vaping THC.
Do you feel overwhelmed right now with the amount of cases that are coming in every week? We've heard as many as 10 new cases every week. Do you feel overwhelmed trying to keep up on these investigations?
I mean, we in public health are certainly working tirelessly to stop this outbreak and make sure we don't have yet another death in Utah. It is certainly a complicated investigation given the illegal nature of THC cartridges. So we are doing the best we can and working with all of our partners, but certainly not seeing an end anytime in the near future with this outbreak.
Dr. Angela Dunn is an epidemiologist with the Utah Department of Health. I've got a couple of questions. One of the, I think, the important questions to answer is, when did this person die? Do you have a date on that? Because I understood that this investigation was ongoing. I thought perhaps that you would release this information over the weekend. So clearly there was something that, you know, registered somewhere that this person had died from vaping. When did this person pass away?
So in order to keep the confidentiality of the deceased and the family, we're only releasing limited information. So we're not going to release the date of death, but we do know that the death is related to this investigation.
I noticed it was mentioned that this individual died at home without being hospitalized. What's the significance of that?
Gosh, it is, again, just a real tragedy. And the significance is that we want to encourage anybody who has symptoms after vaping to seek care. So a lot of our cases have had symptoms starting with vomiting and nausea and then progressing to breathing problems. So if anyone out there is starting to have these symptoms after vaping, certainly seek care as soon as possible.
Dr. Dunn, do you have any other cases of patients who may have died that you're currently investigating related to vaping?
No, thankfully not in Utah. We don't have any of those right now, and we're working really hard to make sure that we don't have any in the future.
With these illegal THC cartridges that you're finding that have really been the cause of this outbreak, are you noticing, are you finding any other chemicals or drugs in these THC cartridges?
You know, in Utah, all of our lab results on the THC cartridges are similar to what we're seeing across the country in that they do have significant amounts of vitamin E acetate in them. And what that means is that these cartridges are likely being cut by dealers with vitamin E. So they have less THC in them and more vitamin E. But again, we still don't know the significance of the vitamin E with the illness.
Dr. Dunn, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to work. These cases are unfolding daily for the Utah Department of Health as more and more cases roll in related to vape and illnesses in the lungs. And we've just announced the first death in Utah related to vaping. Vaping illegal THC cartridges. We're going to continue looking into this throughout the rest of this half hour at least. Our producer Andrew Hull and our team of reporters working behind the scenes to get us the latest information. A couple of questions that are still hanging out there that the Department of Health would not answer. When did this individual die? Dave, I'm concerned about that because here's why. Did that person buy illegal THC cartridges in a certain time frame where maybe others have also purchased them? We have a very big developing story happening right now. The Utah Department of Health just confirming live here on our show that Utah's had its first vape-related death.
Yeah, this is something that is just so tragic, Debbie. An individual that was under the age of 30 died at home without being hospitalized prior to their death, meaning this wasn't something that had been treated, that they'd gone in. This was something that happened at home. It was so acute, it happened so quickly that they died at home. And that is a significant development. And to find that out, the Utah Department of Health has sent out many warnings about THC cartridges and that they are the cause. In fact, at a 94% rate right now, there are 76 cases in Utah. 94% of them is because they've reportedly been vaping THC products.
If you vape or you have a child who vapes, you're probably wondering where they got the vape. We don't have all those details. We're looking into that to see when this individual bought the product that they vaped and where they bought it potentially, but public health officials who are investigating that death determined that the person who died vaped THC prior to their death. Very, very good chance they got it on the black market. But we don't have details of where and when. And here's what I asked the Utah Department of Health just moments ago on the show, if you missed it. What was the date of death? And the reason I wanted to know that was not to delve into the privacy of the individual. And they said, well, we're protecting the privacy of that person who died. I want to know that because if I had a loved one who vaped or if I was vaping, I would want to know at what time frame they bought that product. Obviously, it's illegal to buy it on the streets. We don't know where this person got it. However, I think it's just an important bit of information for people to know.
Yeah, and Debbie, we had an epidemiologist on just last segment, Dr. Angela Dunn, and we had these questions for her as well.
It is a real, real tragedy in our outbreak investigation here in Utah. We do know that this individual was under the age of 30 and a Salt Lake County resident. We also have evidence that this person did indeed vape THC cartridges prior to death, and he had THC in his blood at the time of his death.
Yeah, so we learned that this individual was a male, had THC in his blood. They're trying to protect the identity, but Debbie, you're right. There are so many questions we have right now trying to figure out exactly where this THC is coming from, where these cartridges originated. We also asked Dr. Dunn, what are we finding? What are we seeing in these vape cartridges? And she said, we are finding an abundance of vitamin E. And she assumes that this vitamin E is being used to cut. That's the drug term. What they're doing is basically diluting the THC with vitamin E oil. And they don't know if the vitamin E is what's leading to the illnesses, but they are seeing that is a commonality in all these cases.
I really want to know where the individual purchased this THC, when this individual died. It's a male under the age of 30. He did not check himself into the hospital. Mm-hmm. He was not taken to the hospital. The Utah Department of Health very concerned about that. People should be going to the hospital if they're noticing symptoms.
Vomiting, nausea.
Mm-hmm. Right. And breathing problems. And we talked to Dr. Scott Aberegg at the University of Utah, who was one of many doctors at the University of Utah who conducted a big study recently. And he said the only safe thing to bring into the lungs is air.
But many of the patients are just, it's worth pointing out that many of them are just downright miserable, writhing in bed and nauseated, can't eat, feel like they can't breathe. The one young man recently told us his chest felt like fire and ice. It's a really miserable illness to have to suffer through, and it's upsetting to have to watch it.
In Utah, we're looking at 76 cases of vaping-related injuries. More than 90% of those cases were hospitalized. Many have ended up in the intensive care unit. And the Utah Department of Health is getting upwards of 10 new cases that they need to investigate every single week. And they wouldn't say they're overwhelmed, but how could you not be? Because when this case comes in and they have to do a full investigation, that's a lot of people. 10 every single week, as well as tracking the current cases. And then just today, it was announced that our first Utah resident has died from a vaping-related lung injury.
Here's some new details that we received earlier this week from the American Heart Association. They were in studio with us early this week talking about the vape crisis here in Utah. Nearly 81% of kids between the ages of 12 and 17 who've ever used a tobacco product reported the first product that they ever used was a flavored vape product. And 4 out of 5 kids who are current tobacco product users reported they use a flavored tobacco product. So an overwhelming number of kids are using, and the first time they try a tobacco product, they're not going for cigarettes anymore. That is old school. They're going for the vape, the flavors, the Tutti Frutti and the cotton candy and the blue razzmatazz. It's scary.
Those are actual names, by the way. Debbie, this story is something that we will continue to follow, folks. as news breaks and as we receive more information. This is my fear, and I'm sure this is not going to be the last of these tragic stories of losing someone, of someone dying from vaping THC.
Next, I believe we've got Representative Chris Stewart calling in on the show. Finally, we've asked him 3 days in a row, so we're happy to have him on the show talking about, what in the heck the White House is doing? What in the world is the White House doing with refusing to comply with the House impeachment inquiry? We're going to get with Representative Chris Stewart and see if we can needle the inside scoop out of him in a few minutes.
And Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Senator Romney joining us.
With Dave and Debbie.
Do you think the FDA and the CDC are going to take your concerns seriously?
I do believe they're taking it seriously.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Representative Chris Stewart, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I understand I might be a little late. My deepest apologies.
That's okay. We'll just make you talk fast. We have so many questions to ask. First of all, you've probably just gotten word like we have that Utah's had its first vape-related illness related to vaping illegal THC cartridges, which leads us to the broader question of what's going on with this idea of an FDA recall for all vape supplies or products until we know more about what's causing all these lung injuries. Have you heard anything?
Well, a little bit. I tell you, I met with him a week ago to hear the stories he was telling about these cartridges that are going out. So they have no idea. I mean, they're bootleg cartridges. They're loaded with THC. They're loaded with, in some cases, carcinogens and other poisons. They don't know where they're being manufactured. We know that most of them are coming from China, and they're incredibly dangerous. And our young people don't realize when they grab some of these things on the street corner, they have no idea what it is that they're sucking into their lungs.
Is there absolutely anything we can do about that?
Yeah, sure there is. I mean, part of it is the initiative we've had, the T21 initiative, which is to, make it illegal to sell tobacco products, including vaping, to young people younger than 21. That would make a difference. But we also have to have the federal government and the FDA really dive into this in ways that they haven't done up to this point. And we need to have a much more vigorous enforcement on these bootleg cartridges that they're selling out on the streets. Right now, nearly anyone can do it, and there's no real repercussions or, there's no disincentives for them. They're not being held accountable for it, and as I said, it's making it so it's really dangerous for our young people. Well, just frankly, anyone. It's not just young people, but they're the ones who are being targeted by this.
Is there an FDA recall on the horizon, Representative?
Well, I mean, I've heard that there might be, but you may have more information on that than I have recently in the sense that it looks like there's some breaking news on that.
Representative Chris Stewart, thank you so much for joining us and being so accessible. We truly do appreciate that.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.